What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into the Car 5 podcast. This is episode number 14, and I am your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new Toyota Supra, and let's just go ahead and dive right into it, and yeah. So just earlier this year, Toyota has unveiled the long-awaited Supra. For those who don't know, it's pretty much the JDM legend from the 1990s. The Supra is hugely famous due to starring in the Fast and Furious movie series, as well as being extremely desirable in the world of tuning and cars. Without a doubt, at least in my opinion anyways, the Supra is one of the best Japanese cars ever made. Though I'm just finding myself quite sad with this one. I mean, let me tell you why. We're going to break this episode down into a few quick categories. We're going to talk about the interior, the exterior, and the engine and its performance. For the interior, it's quite literally a copy and paste from BMW. I mean, just look at the comparison photos from the new Z4 and the Supra. And it's sad to say, that's all you need to know about the interior. That's literally it. For some reason, you know, to my knowledge, I'm not really sure why, Toyota decided it would be a good idea to partner up with BMW with the Supra. And BMW has no business touching the Toyota Supra. I mean, I know I'm not the only one that's upset about this. It seems to be a very large worldwide opinion that Toyota should have gone about the Supra the same way they did the old one. So getting back to the interior, it's literally a copy and paste from the Z4 to the Supra. Moving on to the exterior, it looks nothing like a Supra. Again, it looks like a BMW Z4. Just compare the photos and there you have it. If you go on your web browser and look up Toyota Supra, the new one, and then BMW Z4, I mean, they're very, very similar. Sure, there's going to be a few differences here and there, but you're looking at a slightly different Z4. I mean, it looks, at least just in my opinion, well, not even my opinion, a bunch of other people out there. It's just, if you compare the Mark IV Supra from the 1990s and the Mark V Supra, the new one, they don't look anything alike. At least in my opinion, they don't. And a bunch of other people, they don't either. So that's for the interior and exterior. You have a BMW Z4 for the new Supra. That's not very exciting. For the new engine and performance, the new Supra will wannabe Supra, as I'm going to call it. Guess what? It uses BMW single turbo engine. That's a 3 liter, and it's from the B58 B30 engine from the M240i. And it also uses the same exact 8-speed transmission from the BMW Z4. I mean, Toyota, seriously, do you realize all of your Supra clients are going to want to mod this thing and tune this thing and put a 2JZ into it? Or something like that, or tune it like, I don't mean to make this a negative podcast, but come on, guys, like, what are you doing? I mean, just another few things that disappoint you. The Supra's not even going to be made in Japan. It's going to be made in Austria. You know, a German-like country. I mean, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I mean, Toyota, you kind of played yourself on this one. I mean, you have one of the most iconic cars of all time, and you ruin it. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. You know, I feel confident that the majority of people or everyone, whatnot, will agree with me that let's just stick to the Mark IV as the Supra and act like this new one does not even exist. Because Toyota actually very recently, they did announce that there is going to be a 2JZ fitment option if you want it. But we just got to wait and see what happens. I mean, again, I hate to be negative about this car and create kind of a disappointing and upsetting podcast episode, but it's just so, like, sad. I mean, the Supra is just absolutely legendary. I mean, even if you're not into Japanese cars, like, you like the Supra. I'm not the biggest Japanese or JDM car fan out there, but even I like the Supra. And the car was so awesome. I mean, you can literally go on YouTube and look up Supra videos that people have modded the car at the drag strip and the track, and you'll see Supras with 800,000 to 900,000 horsepower, just annihilating all these supercars. And of course, not all of these are fair races because it's stock versus modded. But at the end of the day, it's like the new Supra is just not a Supra, and that's sad. And again, I hate to make this a bit of a negative episode, but ladies and gentlemen, that's it for episode number 14. I'm glad I could tell you about the brand new BMW Supra, as I'm going to call it. Don't forget to follow the Car 5 Podcast on Instagram, like on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget, unless you're watching on YouTube now, if you're not, you can check out our YouTube channel, which is the Car 5 Podcast. For any questions you may have, thoughts, questions, have a recommendation of an episode, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, info@car5podcast.com. Also, don't forget to tune in March 23rd for the next episode, episode number 15, which we're going to be talking about what it means to be a car person. That should be a good one. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Thank you.